Oh, Sally. Hey, didn't you hear me ringing the front doorbell?
Oh, hello, Cecil. Is it you?
No. It's a long-lost uncle. I knew you were home, so I just breezed on in.
I'll lock the door after this.
I'll bust a window.
There's something the matter with the doorbell. Uncle Thomas is going to fix it.
Hey, what are you doing? Oh, look. Oh, my. You've got your goldfish.
Uh-huh. Aren't they pretty? I've been sitting here on the floor just watching them and watching them.
Let me see them. Well, well, well. Hey, you've got three of them. I thought you were only going to get two.
Well, if I got three, I could get some cheaper.
Yeah, but three's too many.
Oh, no, Cecil. One may die, and then I'll just have the two.
Hooray, you can subtract.
I got three for 50 cents.
I'll bet they're not real gold.
Oh, Cecil, you're so funny.
Three, huh? Well, that's more than you wanted, though.
Oh, that isn't too many.
It is, two.
Three's a crowd.
Huh, it's a school.
Well, one of them must die sometime, and then I'll have what I want.
Let's take one of them out of the bowl and choke it. Then you'll have just as many as you want right now.
Oh, Cecil, you don't choke fish.
What do you do, fry them?
Aren't they pretty, Cecil? See, they're right at home already.
I'll bet if you took them out of the water, they wouldn't be at home.
They're really just fascinating. Watch them, Cecil.
Gee, they are pretty. Are you going to name them?
Oh, sir, I've already named them.
Oh, Sally, not really. How can you tell them apart?
Oh, I can tell them all right.
Well, they all look alike.
Oh, no, they don't, Cecil. Look. Now look at that one. See him?
Oh, her? Yes. Well, what's different about it?
Well, he swims faster than the other two. That's how I can tell him.
Oh. And the other one doesn't like spinach, huh? And the other one...
No, the other one has a piece out of his tail.
Did you cut a piece out of its tail to tell who it was?
Oh, of course not.
Why don't they stay still? I should think they'd wear themselves out, swimming all the time.
You know, Cecil, I've decided something about goldfish.
But they're a lot of bother.
No, I've been looking at them and thinking. You know, Cecil, fish are blind.
What fish?
These. They're blind.
They are not blind. Can't you see their eyes?
Well, Cecil, haven't you read about eyes that do not see?
You think they're blind?
Well, they don't blink their eyes, Cecil. What are you going to do? Cecil, get your hand out of that bowl now.
Now, did you see that? So they're blind, huh? Oh, if they were blind, why did they dart away from my hand?
Will you just keep your hands away from my fist?
Oh, I didn't hurt anything.
Cecil, don't wipe your hands on your pants.
Oh, that's all right. You see, just because they don't blink is no sign they're blind.
Oh, goodness. Oh, my goodness.
What's funny?
Well, you know, I just thought. Well, they couldn't be blind.
That's what I told you.
Well, it stands to reason. You know, well, when you turn the lights out, if they weren't able to see in the dark, they would swim around and bump into the side of the bowl, wouldn't they?
Oh, don't be silly. What's to keep them from staying still?
Oh, but Cecil, they don't. And they don't sleep.
Oh, don't be a fish. Of course they sleep. Everything sleeps.
Now, Cecil, I guess I know.
Oh, you guess you know. Well, you should be sure like I am.
These are my fish. I guess I know my fish.
I don't care whose fish they are. They just gotta go to sleep sometime.
Now, Cecil, there's no use arguing. I know what I know.
Well, I'll prove it to you.
How can you prove it to me?
Well, I'll get a book and prove it to you.
Where are you going to get the book?
Well, I'll get it tomorrow at the library.
What book?
What book?
Yes, what book?
The Love Life of a Goldfish. What do you think?
That's right. Get mad just because you don't know.
Well, I'll find a book on the subject and I'll show you.
Well, you don't know anything, Cecil. You've never owned a goldfish. You don't understand them.
Ha. Here, you've owned one for 2 or 3 hours, and you think you know all about it.
Well, it doesn't take me long to pick things up.
Well, suppose you pick this bowl up off the floor before we turn it over.
No, wait a minute, Cecil. I just want to watch them some more.
You've been watching them for 2 hours, you said.
And you'd be surprised at what I've learned about their habits.
I'd be surprised if you learned anything.
They're very sensitive.
Did you stick a pin in one?
No, I didn't.
Oh, you told them a sad story, huh? And they all wept and got the water all wet.
Well, if you're going to act that way, I won't tell you.
It's a good fish story.
You're just jealous, that's all.
I wouldn't sink so low as to be jealous of a goldfish.
Well, I know one thing anyhow.
Yeah, and you're not sure of that?
And that is this. Goldfish do not go to sleep.
Oh, my gosh, we're back to that again.
And I can prove it.
How can you prove it?
You want me to prove it?
That's what I'm asking you.
All right. Turn out the lights again.
Oh, don't be an artichoke, Sally. If you turn out the lights, how are you going to see if they go to sleep?
Now, Cecil, let me do this. I have it all planned out.
Oh, all right. Wait. There now. Now we're both in the dark.
Now, we'll just sit here on the floor in the dark a minute, and then you can turn the lights back on again.
What's that going to prove?
Well, when you turn the lights back on again, you'll see that the little goldfish will be wide awake and they don't go to sleep.
Of course they won't go to sleep right away. You have to give them a little time.
Well, we'll leave the light off as long as you want to.
All right. I don't like this sitting here on the floor in the dark, though.
Don't get up, Cecil. You're liable to step in the bowl of water.
Don't worry, I'm not. What'll your uncle think if he comes home and finds us with the lights all out?
Cecil, what's that? What was that? What was that? Did you throw something at me?
I haven't moved. Shall I turn the floor lamp on again?
No. That's all right. It's kind of scary in here in the dark.
Yeah. Would you like to hear a nice ghost story about...
No, Cecil, now stop, please.
All about a man that had his head cut off with a butter knife.
Cecil, please, I don't want to hear that.
Oh, all right. Oh, hey, this is stupid sitting here waiting for some goldfish to go to sleep. Oh, I'm going to turn the lights back on again.
Well, all right, Sam. You'll find that I'm right, though. The fish will have their eyes open and be wide awake.
All right, then. Don't make any noise.
What's the matter, Cecil? Turn the lights on.
Wait a minute. I can't find the cord to the lamp floor. Oh, here we are. There now. Light.
All right, now. Now look at the fish. They're wide awake, see? Oh, well, goodness.
Hey, what's the idea? The goldfish are not even in the bowl. Where are they?
Oh, Cecil, they've gone. They've disappeared. Cecil, we've been robbed. There's ghosts in the house, and it's all your fault. It's all your